Hi, I'm Tom Newell. Welcome to Family Sports Life Today. We're bringing together parents, coaches, and athletes to talk about having a better sports experience, better family connections, and a better sports life for our kids.
And I'm Coach Guy Perry, and whether we're talking about elementary, middle school, or high school sports, whether you're an experienced coach or just getting involved with your kid's team, Family Sports Life Today is the place to talk about sports and learn. Postseason playoffs, one and almost done. On to state where it's indeed one and done. Here's where we will explore the anxieties of postseason for both parents, coaches, players, oops, and students. Let's start with the parents. I remember when my son's team went to state for the first time ever in 26 years, and they're playing in the King Dome 3A tournament. I was so nervous and fidgety, I couldn't sit with my family for this one. No, I sat way up, high enough where I couldn't read the numbers on the jerseys of the opponents, but I knew the haircuts of my son's team really well. Anyway, the experience was mental anguish to the max. I'm seeing plays and non-calls by officials that I swear were called just last week and can't believe they're not calling them now. I find out later that the officials from all over the state are working the tournament, and therein was a trivia fact that I wish I had known before I got distracted by their works. Anyway, no shout-outs by me from row 175 center court. No yelling at the officials. I just sat there mute, talking to myself in the most personal second person. Can you believe that call? Oh, come on, ref. What are you looking at? I don't believe it. That's got to be a foul. Stay low. Stay low. Oh, damn it. I told you to stay low. Block out. Block out. Look up. Look up, pass the ball, I swear, if telepathy were capable for that hour and a half in the King Dome back in the day, Dr. Phil would not be where he is today. I would. For some strange reason, all my behavioral traits as a city and highway street driver manifests itself inside this vast expanse. And just like in my car when someone was actually thinking about trying to cut me off, and I would say out loud, "Don't even think about it." And lo and behold, he doesn't turn in front of me, and I'm so proud because he heard me. Here I am, sitting alone, just like my driver's side seat, speaking like a windwalker to no one in particular but those combatants on the floor and half a mile away, hoping they pick up my words and react accordingly. Needless to say, I should have sat closer to the court, I guess because we lost by 7 points, I think, and several times they never heard me.
So, as a fan in the stands and you feel the word move you to say it out loud, move back a couple hundred rows and become an honorary windwalker, saying something in your own language that only the second person understands. It helps and for sure allows you to enjoy your anxious moment of sharing glory, your son and daughter playing in the state tournament. Wow. Well, Guy, I want to tell you something about being a coach in postseason. Because in the NBA, we play 8 months, and you put in the exhibition season, and then, you know, we always address every season as a championship season. We just don't talk about making the playoffs. We always talk about championship. And so it makes it really difficult when you're getting into the latter part, the three parts of the season, the beginning, the middle, and the end, and the latter part is a new season, which is the postseason. The thing that really struck me as being something that I was unprepared for my first year coaching in Seattle, 86 or 87, and being on the bench and we went to the Western Conference Finals, was that we really didn't have time to recover from one game to the next, mainly because the NBA was subject to national television's requirements. You know, they give you 6 hours to recover from one victory to play the next day, which happened to us. But, you know, we suffer unlike anything you could ever imagine. I don't care what level of basketball you're coaching. It's all the same. It's winning time. Or warm up the bus, Gus. We focus on matchups. We tweak the offense a little bit. We're irascible at home in practice. Shucks, even the drive-up window person is at risk feeling the tension that we create by being in the playoffs. Why is this? Well, I think it's because the pending terminality of the event, you win, you don't sleep. You lose, you snooze. The pressure of the second season playoffs is so self-induced, it's scary. And now I understand why I couldn't sleep much the night before, because I kept asking myself, did I forget anything in our scouting report? Should I look at the Lakers tape one more time when we played them last? Did I get the right calls down so we can identify plays when they're called out on the court? All kinds of questions and reconsiderations enter into the mindset that already is waxed for being in that venue in the first place. So I just think, you know, from your perspective, you know, I'm speaking from the NBA level, you at the interscholastic level, what were some of the anxieties that you experienced, you know, as a coach and that we could help coaches at all levels, really?
I think it's hard to gauge the kind of pressure that the kids are feeling, especially the kids, the newer kids that haven't been in that kind of gym environment yet, you know, with a one-and-done type pressure. They feel it based on the past experience of the program. Maybe the program's been successful. They feel the weight of the program on their shoulders. And they also feel it not only from their classmates and their friends, but they're feeling it from their parents. They don't want to let their parents down. They you know, their parents have been so supportive all these years and, you know, sometimes invested all this money in these AAU teams and camps and stuff. So they feel the burden of this pressure to please their parents and not let them down. They have a fear of failure instead of having it be okay to fail. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not that it's okay to fail, but if you give your best effort, success is measured by those who try and keep trying and giving your best effort. So I would think that those are the things that really flip out kids at that age. They feel the pressure of the moment because it's a moment that they've never experienced before. But once you get your first win, I mean, there's a huge relief. And then I think you can start playing with a sense of more of a purpose of having joy of playing on the court with your mm-hmm. teammates.
That's
and
good.
Against the competition.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, coaches, you know, what to do in preparation when you're in state, you know, the playoffs or just the sectionals. Take a lot of deep breaths. Allow extra time for getting to the gym for shoot-around or the bus. Add an extra shot of chocolate or espresso in your latte. Kiss your wife, kids, girlfriend, boyfriend. Tell them you love them, and under your breath, you hope they understand your behavior and that they will continue to love you. Last but not least, get a book that makes you laugh. You know, something that has jokes in it and that can help you disarm the fears and anxieties you may be experiencing and wanting to go away quickly. Remember, humor disarms many an angry and fearful soul. Guy, I can tell you, I really love reading the comics during the playoffs, because I was so wound up, you know, not emotionally, but just so cognizant. It's like all of a sudden there's new antennas, you know, that shoot out from my bald head. And I would read the comics because there were certain life experiences that were being depicted in the squares in sequence and perhaps the one frame that, you know, would just speak to my heart at the moment and make me laugh. And I when I teach, I use humor to disarm a lot of fear. And I found that kind of psychology works with kids. Have you ever done that?
Absolutely, it does. Yeah. In fact, I mentioned to parents, I said, if you run into a coach that doesn't use humor, run the other way.
Yeah, great.
Run the other way.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I know, Guy, you have something that you want to follow up with to our listeners. Did you remember that? Can you find it? You're really under pressure here, Guy.
And Jay, I know. I feel like I've let my teammates down.
Jay's here. Not looking at you because he knows you're embarrassed right now. So
we welcome any comments that you have regarding our podcast or the website. You can contact us at familysportslifetoday@gmail.com. Or you can leave a voicemail at 206-20-COACH. That's 206-202-6224.